Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I cry watching Lowe's commercials, you know? You know those commercials where the dad buys all the fixins for a basketball hoop? You know, like the lumber and the mashed potatoes, all the fixins. Then he puts it up in the driveway. He's teaching his 10-year-old son, like, how to shoot free throws, you know? And then you cut to 10 years later, and now that son is playing in the national championship game, and he's wearing a non-branded jersey that says, like, state. And the other team is like, University of College. And he gets fouled, and there's 1 second left on the clock, and now he's at the free throw line. And he hits the winning free throw, and the crowd goes wild. And he looks up at his dad, and he's like, thank you for building this basketball hoop, and thank you for shopping at Lowe's.
Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. We finally reached the end of September. That's nice. Now, all the holdouts on spooky season. What's your excuse now, huh? That was Nick Kroll, by the way. I don't know if I've ever heard Nick Kroll do stand-up before.
Oh, I have. I've been starting to see it on TikTok.
That's hilarious. Yeah. God, that made me laugh right away when he was like, I'm somebody who cries at a Lowe's commercial. Me too, Nick. I've cried at commercials. I was like, oh, God, you got me again, Apple.
Oh, God, yeah.
Apple commercials are brutal.
It's the music that goes with them.
Right. God, sometimes if I'm getting inspired for my life from a 60-second Apple commercial for an iPhone or something, it's like, I'm not doing something right. There's something I'm doing something wrong. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. If you've ever checked out us on social media, which you really should. We put a lot of our lives up there for your entertainment. At Gavin Wake Up Call, at Katie Wake Up Call, at Kevin Wake Up Call, or End1065 on Instagram. You'll notice that I had what is called in the industry a summer stash.
Okay. Are you the industry? Because
the facial hair industry.
I see.
And the summer stash is when you grow a mustache for a season.
Okay.
I just made it up. But I shaved my beard off into a mustache back in May. And you know what? I said, I think I kind of like this. And then my wife said, I absolutely hate that look. For which I said, now it's going to stay all summer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I shaved it off yesterday. There he is.
Yep.
No mustache.
I see.
And it's funny. I've noticed this. You get one of two reactions from people. One, no reaction.
Okay.
They don't even notice it. Like, did you notice it and just not say something? Because it's weird you didn't say something. My kids legitimately did not notice.
Okay. I noticed immediately.
Okay.
I had nothing to say.
Okay. Then there's a third option.
Okay.
And it's just the Katie effect.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you either didn't notice and didn't say anything, which is fine. Okay. Totally fine.
Okay.
The other option is what I really wanted to talk about are the people who notice it immediately and then give you their opinion about it.
Oh.
Every single person that I encounter, not every single person, well, every single person that noticed it, they were like, you shaved off your mustache. I love it. Or you shaved off your mustache. I hate it. Your face looks naked. Like, I can't think of anything else that's like that. Imagine, now I know that when women get their hair done or a very dramatic new hairdo.
Okay.
That opinions, maybe, I don't know, because I'm a man.
Okay.
But do women immediately, or anybody, and men too, go up and be like, you got a haircut. I hate it.
No.
Right. It's always,
definitely not.
Always met with positivity.
Yes.
Even if it's a lie.
Yes.
Right. Not the case for men with facial hair.
Okay. Here's why I think that is.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it is something that you can, within just a couple weeks, go back to if you want it to.
I didn't hear the patriarchy is dying anywhere in there. I didn't hear anything about the movie Barbie.
Okay, hold on. Let me say it in a different way. You're a victim.
Okay. There it is.
And I don't say that to enough straight white men.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
More people need to tell you how brave you are.
Yes.
And how we, especially women, need to stop doing this to you. You know, it is funny how there are like certain things where in any other scenario, people would just not. People like to tell us how great they would be at our job.
All the time.
A job that, like, very few people do.
Yeah.
There are people that can't even stand up in front of, like, 10 people and speak. And we do this for hundreds of thousands of people. Well, I don't know. Actually, I have no idea how many people. But it's a lot.
It's hundreds of thousands.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't think of another job where people will just say to you, I could absolutely do the thing that you've been honing and crafting and working on for the last 18 years.
I'll do you one better.
Okay.
We also have the job, too, where people will come up to you and tell you, you suck.
I don't really experience that.
I do.
Oh,
I experience it from my own friends sometimes.
That's true.
I was listening to the show the other day, and like, I just had to change the channel. It just wasn't. It wasn't very funny.
The only person
okay. Next time that you're telling me a story, but you know what? No, I'm not even going to sit around and wait for you to tell me a story. I'm just going to assume. Be like, oh man, yeah, you're a barista. I saw Starbucks is laying off a whole bunch of people and closing 900 stores. It's definitely your fault. Your personal, you should be a better barista.
Yeah, the only person that tells me that our show sucks is my dad.
But I mean, the fact that he even does.
Right.
Imagine you're a lawyer.
Right.
And you lost a case that meant a lot to you.
Yeah.
And then your dad met that with like... Yeah,
I don't know.
I just
he'll go like, I just didn't think it was funny.
Right. Or something that they sometimes do say, like, you know what? I heard your closing argument. I don't get it. It's just not for me. Have you tried it with a mustache?
You know what? I would have been great at that.
Yeah.
I would have been so good at that.
I'll tell you what, you know, if you ever want me to come and just do closing arguments.
The amount of people that say, and my favorite thing is, God, this is such an unrelatable thing to talk about, but when people come up to us, and I know that this has happened to all of us,
yeah,
and go, you should have me on your show. It'll increase the ratings.
Yeah.
And I always like lean forward and go, explain the ratings to me.
Yeah.
How does it work?
I've done this for 20 years.
Right.
And I barely understand them. So anyway, how did we get here?
I don't know. I shaved off my mustache. You shaved your mustache. Nobody cares. And how could they do that to you?
Right. And if they do care, they care too much.
Yeah.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Todd this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course. And you went on a date with a lady named Ariana, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So, first of all, where did you guys meet?
It was an online dating app.
Okay. And then what did you guys do?
We just went for a real quick coffee and scone.
And the conversation flowed well? Nobody got offended by anything or anything like that?
No, we spent about an hour together, had wonderful conversation. Can't think of anything I might have done wrong.
Okay. And then nothing. She ghosted you.
That's correct.
All right. Well, we have her on hold. Okay. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Todd's now on hold. It's the second date update. Let's pick up Ariana's line. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for coming on the second date update. You're on with the Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin's floating around here somewhere. And... we just got done talking to Todd. You went on a first date with him, and he describes the date as not really having any problems or issues. He likes you a lot. He wants to go on a second date, but he doesn't know why it seems like you don't. Do we have that right?
Well, yeah. I had a great time. I did. It was wonderful. The conversation was great and everything, but it was just like... when we were getting to know each other online, like majority of his pictures were like full beard, sexy lumberjack type, you know, like when we met up, I didn't even recognize him. He looked totally different because he walks in and he's clean shaven, like it's gone. The whole mysterious
vibe. And some
vibe.
People do look extremely different when they shave.
Yeah. Okay. So all of his pictures had him with this beard?
Every one of them. I didn't even, like, even going further back, I'd never seen him without the beard. And it just kind of threw me a little bit. And
can I ask you something?
Clean shaven.
Is it that you were no longer attracted to him without the beard, or was it that you just prefer a beard?
I prefer the beard.
So it is, you know, and what's funny about this, though, is that necessarily something, though, that you should prep somebody for if you're going on a date with them, if they've only seen you with a beard online? So, okay, Todd, you're back on. Say hi to Ariana again.
Hello.
So what was the reason why you didn't tell her? Was it that you didn't even cross your mind?
You know what? It didn't even cross my mind. I had shaved it off, didn't give it a second thought, and forgot all about it, to be honest with you.
How long ago did you shave your beard off?
It's been, we've been talking for about 2 weeks, and I probably shaved it before that.
Okay.
And you just didn't even think about it.
Wow, Ariana, you didn't hear that no beard over the phone or something? Wow. Most of the time when we do a second date update, there's like a much bigger issue and it's a way harder thing for somebody to change. This is an easy change.
Well, but hold on. What if he doesn't want to? Yeah, he doesn't need to have to change.
Well, that's a good point, I guess.
I mean, if this is the look he likes now, I mean, that's like...
Yeah, I guess it comes off a little superficial.
I just wish you would have said something about it.
Well, okay, so Todd, would you have been cool with it if Ariana did say something about it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fine.
Well, I didn't want to give you an ultimatum, like, in the beginning. We just met, you know?
So
I didn't
That's rude. Like,
I like you better with your beard.
Yeah, I don't like the way you look. Do it different is a bit rough.
That's easy enough fix.
But did you not, Ariana, you must have addressed the beard thing, though.
Well, you know, when he walked in, I did say to him, you know, oh, you shaved your beard off. And I figured maybe you would have got it then, you know? I don't know.
I can see why he didn't go. But here's the thing. He is saying he doesn't mind growing it back. Right?
No, I don't mind.
So okay. If he did that...
Would you guys go on a second date?
I'd love to.
Of course.
Okay.
Oh my God, definitely. We haven't had this for so long.
We honestly haven't. Okay, well then let's give Todd 4 to 5 months and let
him. Is that how long it takes?
It depends on the person, but like.
Okay, so will you date him knowing that that it's coming back in the in between, or does it have to be fully grown back?
Of course, I can do the 5 o'clock shadow. You
okay,
know,
okay. Oh, this is great.
Okay, good.
Good.
Well, Todd, congratulations. You got a second date. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Awesome sauce. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, Mr. Beast is the biggest YouTuber in the world. He has a net worth, I've heard, in the billions of dollars, which is... absolutely insane for somebody named Mr. Beast.
Okay, what is his name? If he had a different name, that'd make more sense for you.
Right. And the only way I'll accept that is if his name is Brian Beast.
Oh, okay.
Which it's not.
And he literally is Mr. Beast.
He is getting a lot of blowback now because of his latest stunt. And it was trapping a man in a burning building for $500,000. Here is the audio from that. I'm only going to play a little bit of it, and you'll understand why immediately.
In case you're curious who this gentleman is, he's actually a professional stuntman. But we are going to push him to the max in this video.
They still got
to
get the money. All the rooms are fired.
Watch out, Chandler. All right, that's 2 of the 10 packs.
Yeah, okay. You get it. To me, this is what every YouTube video sounds like.
Kind of.
Just manic and screaming and sound effects that don't make sense. So a lot of people are coming after Mr. Beast for this. And the title of the video is, "Would You Risk Dying for $500,000? Seems to be a red flag right away. And it shows a contestant named Eric completing 7 dangerous challenges, including fire escapes and explosions, ultimately earning $350,000.
The guy didn't even get the $500,000, like, just for doing it. He had to collect the money as he's going.
Right, right. Critics called the content dangerously irresponsible and also even described it as dystopian. Donaldson, who is Mr. Beast's real last name, he responded on Twitter saying, "I take safety more seriously than you could ever imagine." He explained safety measures, including ventilation system, fire kill switches, pyro specialists, and extensive professional testing.
Okay, I need everybody to know the guy caught on fire.
Did
his,
he?
His shoes caught on fire.
I see. Yeah. And they did say, too, he's a professional stuntman and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I see both sides of this.
Really?
Yes. One, I am an older millennial parent, and I am caught in that world where I just don't get YouTube. I don't understand why every kid younger than me, that is their primary form of entertainment. I don't know why they prefer that over regular shows. I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah.
Tell my kids all the time. And I apologize to Brandon Ferris, who's also a very popular YouTuber, who is a friend of our show. He lives in the area, listens to this show. I've told him about this. Like, I just don't get it. I don't. And I've told my kids, like, why do you prefer this of, like, two kids in their mansion playing with toys over months of work that went into a show on Disney Plus? Like, I just don't understand
it. Seems like real.
And that is the problem I think that a lot of people have with this Mr. Beast thing, is that it doesn't seem like television. It seems like this, like, netherworld in between television and real life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that this kind of stunt crap is the kind of stuff that makes kids think, let's recreate this.
Well,
however, and this is the other side of it, we've been doing stuff like this on TV for decades.
What do you mean?
Fear Factor, Jackass.
Wow.
Like, there's all kinds of stuff that we've been putting on TV, and I guess we had maybe copycat stuff. I don't know.
Technically, though, those shows are not for children. They're not making them for children. I guess the same argument could be made for Mr. Beast.
No, Mr. Beast is definitely for kids.
I think we know who watches YouTube the most, and it's kids.
Yeah. Well, especially Mr. Beast. Like, I don't know too many 40-year-old guys that are raving about the latest episode of Mr. Beast's YouTube channel.
I have to tell you, I had never heard of him until a year ago.
I didn't until my kids have started talking about him. And then I looked and realized, oh my God, this guy has 440 million subscribers. Let that sink in for a second. 440 million subscribers. That is on those metrics, one of the biggest entertainers on the planet.
Huh.
And he's catching people on fire for entertainment. I don't know. Am I just dusty on this? Like,
we
do I just
let
not get
the girls
it?
Girls watch YouTube. We like remove it from their tablets. Just because, like, it does seem like you could keep scrolling into stuff we don't want them to watch.
So, I don't know if you know this, but there's kids' YouTube.
Yeah, Morgan keeps figuring out how to get out of it.
How to get out of kids' YouTube?
And get into regular YouTube.
Oh, it's a whole separate app. You can download a whole separate app, so there is no adult one.
Right, well, then she just gets on the, like...
So anyway,
we had to just ban it.
We do kids. Well, I mean, you're probably better off. Kids YouTube.
Sounds like Mr. Beast is on there.
Some of his videos aren't.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have regular YouTube on anything. Well, actually, we took away the tablet completely from our house. But like we took regular YouTube off unless there's something I want to watch. And then I have to reinstall it every time.
Oh, yeah.
But kids YouTube is on there. I think I get to a point, though, where, like, because I don't want my kids to watch YouTube. I hate it. But, like, at the same time, though, my son is now 13, and you stagger your kids socially by not letting them watch it. Because
I think they're going to be okay.
All of their friends are talking and referencing stuff on YouTube. All of them. Every single one. Don't think for a second there is a kid in the class that isn't. It's like when you get to that point where, like, you may not want your kid to have a phone, but eventually your kid is now not invited to social stuff because they don't have a phone.
But you don't feel this way about social media.
And I never will. Yeah, I guess social media is different. So I guess it's like, do I have to pick and choose? If I have to pick and choose, which I do, then social media is the one, number one thing my kids, I do not want them to ever have.
Yeah.
If I had my wish, it would be then YouTube.
Yeah.
And then some, but anyway, though, I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Text in 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
So Katie and I went to a wedding recently, and it was the first wedding I had been to in a very long time. And I forgot about the speeches part of a wedding.
Yeah.
And I forgot how, I mean, I know that you're not supposed to cast people in power positions for a wedding based on their talent for speech writing, but I really feel like you should. Because there were three or four speeches.
I think there were three.
And
two of them were incredible.
Were really good.
Really good.
Are you including the dad?
Oh, no, I forgot about the dad. Now, you know that's not her dad, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because he was the officiant as well.
And he
okay,
was great.
So there were four speeches. Three of them were incredible.
And one was not. You could feel everybody in the audience. If you're a stand-up comedian, you're losing the room. Felt like the speech did everything that you possibly could to violate, like, what makes a good speech.
And I want to be very clear. We are not criticizing our friend that got married and
not
her
at all.
Wedding. And it was...
It was a beautiful wedding.
It was
wedding.
Like a perfect wedding.
Yeah.
It was truly perfect. The right amount of people.
Yeah.
Everybody was having fun. Maybe not this guy. He did seem a little angry.
He seemed very angry.
Yeah.
Like his speech was confrontational.
It was. It was.
Like not just in like the tone of it and his delivery, but in what he was saying. Like right off the bat. He made a political, I guess it was a joke right away. And then followed the joke with, well, I guess if you're of this political party, you're just not going to like me.
Which, this is the beginning of the speech.
Right. Which right away, so you've lost like half of us.
And also, why would you be okay with that?
Right. Why would, and what did that even have to do with weddings or your speech?
Right.
And then the rest of the speech, again, was way too long.
It was very long.
Way too long. It was like 7 or 8 pages.
Oh, my God.
And I know because he had it on a clipboard.
He had it on a clipboard.
And he was like fanning through it. But also, like, it was like, do I remember it right that he was like laying out rules?
I have to tell you, Gavin, it was so long, and I was kind of struggling, and maybe this was on me. I don't know. I was struggling to figure out where we were going a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't think I was entirely like tuned in enough. I ran into a friend there, which we didn't even know that we both knew the bride.
That's funny.
So we saw each other. We were like, shut up. No way. She starts texting me through the speech and she goes, girl, your face. Because the things this guy was saying just had me like mouth agape. Gavin's got his head turned, kind of squinting like he's a dog. And I wrote back and I go, am I the only one hearing this? And then she wrote, girl, I am dying over here watching you.
Some of the text messages that we got, these are great text messages. What makes a good wedding speech? Call us too, 909-1065. Somebody said, what makes a good wedding speech? ChatGPT.
See, now I disagree with that because there were two people that that we both know that spoke on behalf of the bride, and I loved their like stories about their friendship with her.
Yeah.
And like seeing her through the years and then hearing about her once she met her husband, and like, so ChatGPT couldn't give you that.
This one's funny. What makes a good wedding speech? Short, funny. Short, heartfelt, sincere, and short.
Okay. My boyfriend, when we were driving home, goes, I don't know why people think they have to be funny.
Right. I don't either. 909-1065.
Entertaining.
But... Let's talk to Jesse. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
What makes a good wedding speech?
Don't curse and don't air out dirty laundry.
Yes.
Ooh, like, what do you mean?
Well, I went to a wedding where the best man got up and his toast was full of cursing in front of grandma.
Oh, my God.
And there was a little controversy on how the bride and groom got together. She's kind of like the leftover pick. And he talked about that and aired out the dirty laundry.
What?
Oh, my God.
So bad. Grandma had to get up and said, that's enough. And
no! Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Just thinking about this is making me, it made me cross my arms over my chest to protect myself from this story.
Yes,
that is the
terrible.
Cringiest thing I've ever heard.
Wow, if a grandma has to get up to shut the speech down, that's too much. Jesse, thank you so much for your call. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what are the attributes of a good wedding speech?
All the positive emotions.
Positive.
Yes.
Some funny, some sad or reminiscent, you know, go back in the past, go a little bit to the future, just balance it out. Leave all the negative stuff out. That's not the place for it.
That is such a perfect way of putting it.
And that's a great place to end. And like, I just feel like, and I can't tell you why specifically, but I just feel like the speech that Katie and I had to sit through, it just wasn't positive.
It certainly didn't have a positive tone. There might have been positive parts, but I could hear the tone more than I could hear anything else.
Right.
So
it felt like I was in trouble.
Yes!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And win or lose, you're going to get spookified today on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Win or lose a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park. I love that. Kyle, are you there?
Yes.
You are caller 17, so you got the Sacramento Scream Park. Do you like to be scared?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Better you than me.
And the jackpot is $200. And I understand that you have played Are You Smarter Than Katie before. However, it was only Are You Smarter Than Kevin. Do I have that right?
Yes.
All right. Did he beat you?
We tied.
You tied. All right. Okay. Well, today is your first time playing Katie. She has left the studio. 5 questions. Let's go. Question 1. We now know what the mystery military meeting President Trump wanted to have at Quantico with the top military officials, because it's happening right now. He and Department of Warhead Pete Hegseth are saying that the military will no longer be woke and will have the highest male military standards, okay, including having, quote, no more fat generals or troops. What state is Quantico in?
Virginia.
Question 2. Disney made a big announcement and an exciting one yesterday. The Simpsons will be returning to theaters. There is only one Simpsons feature film, and it came out in 2007, but a sequel is coming out in 2027. Who is the character that owns the Quickie Mart?
Apu.
Question 3. Snoop Dogg was all over the Summer Olympics as a special correspondent, and people seem to really enjoy that. Well, NBC is bringing him back, but this time it's for the Winter Olympics. Which is not a Winter Olympic sport? Shooting, the biathlon, or skeleton? Three seconds. Three, two, one.
Shooting.
All righty. Question 4. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban announced that they're getting a divorce. This is after almost 20 years of marriage and being one of Hollywood's most celebrated and beloved couples. Oh, man. Do they have 2 girls or 2 boys?
2 girls.
And question 5, Bad Bunny is a Super Bowl halftime entertainer, which is a really big deal. He said he found out when he was in the middle of a workout and said he was so excited he banged out 100 pull-ups in 30 seconds. I'm sure that's not true, but if it was true, and he did it at that same rate for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, how many pull-ups would he do?
700.
All righty. Grab Katie for me. And Kyle, what are we doing this morning?
Driving to work.
And where is that?
Today, Rancho Cordova. I'm at a branch office.
So what do you do where you get to move around to different locations?
I'm an environmental scientist for the state.
That's right. I think I remember you telling us that when Katie was off. Yeah, and I think I think we asked you this question before. How we doing?
Good.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. All right, that's encouraging. The planet's not doing great, but we're doing great.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'll take it. All right, he's now on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question 1. I know that you were wondering what that mystery military meeting was all about in Quantico. Well, now we know. President Trump and Department of War Pete Hegseth are basically given a come-to-Jesus meeting with the top military officials, saying, we're not going to have any more fat generals or troops, and everybody's going to be held to the highest male standards only. No more woke military.
Male standards?
I think they mean straight male standards.
Huh.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Where is Quantico?
Virginia.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Question 2. Did you ever see the Simpsons movie?
I don't think so.
It's hysterical. Very funny. And it was really cool to see The Simpsons in a movie theater. Well, they're coming back. Disney announced that almost 20 years later, they're going to release, or no, actually 20 years later, they're going to release a sequel to The Simpsons movie.
Okay.
Who's the character that owns the Quickie Mart?
Apu.
Apu. Question three. Snoop Dogg, he was a special correspondent at the Summer Olympics, and it seemed popular. Did you like Snoop Dogg?
I gotta tell you, I'm over Snoop.
Are you?
It's too much. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's in places he doesn't seem like he should be.
Right.
I don't need to see you yucking it up with Reba on The Voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. It is really weird to have him on The Voice.
It's...
Anyway, yeah. But he's coming back for the Winter Olympics. NBC said that. So I could care less about the Winter Olympics anyway.
I know, you say that every year.
Which is not a Winter Olympic sport? Shooting, the biathlon, or skeleton?
I don't... The shooting?
It is spooky season, but yes, it is shooting.
What is skeleton?
I think it's a type of sledding event. I think. I don't know. Text in and tell us what skeleton is.
I just know that the shooting is a summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question four. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are getting divorced.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wonder what happened there.
Life.
Yeah, life. They just grew apart, I guess. I don't know. Do they have two girls or two boys?
Two girls.
Two girls. One of their daughter's names is Sunday, which I think is an awesome girl name.
That's cute.
I love that name. And last question, Bad Bunny, like we said yesterday, Super Bowl halftime entertainer. He's so excited about it. He said he found out when he was in the middle of a workout, and he was so pumped that he did 100 pull-ups in 30 seconds, which I'm sure is not true. But
okay.
I'm sure it's an exaggeration. But if he did keep that same rate, though, for 3.5 minutes, how many pull-ups would that be?
He did it in 30 seconds?
He says he did 100 pull-ups in 30 seconds. So if he did it for 3.5 minutes.
Hold on.
All right.
One. Two.
3 seconds.
Three. 3 minutes, 30. Okay.
Yeah, three seconds.
Okay, 700.
We got there. We got there. Oh, man. Kyle, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Final score. Once again, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. It's a tie.
Wow.
Wow. What are the odds of that? Well, it's all right, you know. You still got a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park, so stay on hold. We got to get your information. You're still a winner, but what is it that you want to tell us?
For the first time, I am just as smart as Katie.
That is true.
Yes,
thank
you
so
are.
Much. You're the best.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We on The Wake Up Call love animals. Most animals. Some animals. Cute ones.
Yeah.
And our favorite is a raccoon. That's no secret.
Right.
But I would say that amongst our woodland friends that we would love to snuggle with and kiss on the lips are squirrels.
Oh, Gavin, obviously.
Well, I got to share with you guys a story that is that's not good. It's a dark one. And this comes out of Southern California. Listen to this.
It's the last thing Joan Hebleck expected on her morning walk through Lucas Valley in San Rafael.
Came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. I didn't see him running up to me at all.
Joan suddenly attacked by a squirrel, which clawed and bit her legs. The wounds bad enough she had to go to the ER.
Scary.
Oh, yeah, very scary. And how do you get the squirrel attached to your leg off?
This is beautiful. Now it's following us until she almost killed me.
Right. Now, that thought, I'd have the same thought. I would have the same thought, isn't this beautiful, even as the squirrel was clawing and biting my leg. Be like, oh my God, somebody quick, give me a raisin.
Okay.
The story doesn't end there.
Oh God.
No.
Isabel Campoy and her niece Carmen were also attacked while walking in the same area off Mount Lassen Drive.
Yes, two other people were also attacked.
The squirrel went to the floor, and from the floor tried to jump to my face, which I tried to protect my face from, and then my arm was completely overcome by the squirrel.
Wait, is it the same squirrel?
The same squirrel attacked three people and sent all three of them to the ER.
Let me tell you why this is good news.
Knew I could count on you.
Yeah, let me tell you why this is good news. Because that's just a rogue squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is the exception, not the rule. If there were multiple squirrels in the area attacking, we could say we have a squirrel problem.
Okay.
We have plural squirrel.
Okay.
Okay? No. This is just one a-hole squirrel.
This is a butterscotch problem.
That's the name of the squirrel. Yeah. Okay. In the same way that, you know, we didn't blame all bearded men for what Ted Kaczynski did. Okay.
And Lord knows we tried.
We are not going to paint all these squirrels with the butterscotch brush.
Right.
And I am saying this as somebody who sent a text to my boyfriend 2 days ago that said I almost touched a squirrel.
And how'd that go?
He said, please stop trying to touch wildlife.
Don't listen to him.
I'm not gonna.
Right, good for you. Tell me about this.
Oh, okay.
How close did you get?
I mean, 1 foot.
1 foot?
Yeah.
Did you have food?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just felt your vibe.
I was going for a run, and it kind of like scurried.
Okay.
And then it went up a tree, but only about like waist high to me.
Yeah.
So I stopped. Obviously.
Right.
I had to say hi.
Yeah.
And we live in the same neighborhood. We're neighbors.
Yeah.
And I slowly put my hand out and started walking towards it. And it let me walk at least 5 feet towards it.
Okay.
I thought, at every step I took, I thought, I'm about to pet a squirrel.
Yeah.
Like, this is happening.
Yeah.
But
at the last second, she chickened out? Is that what it was? Okay. Now, what if you did that, and that squirrel turned out to be like Butterscotch and San Rafael that leapt from the tree to your face and started to like bite and claw your face?
I would tell people that I was mugged by a human.
Right.
Oh,
a bearded man.
And good Lord, please do not tell your boyfriend that it was a squirrel.
No. I'll definitely say I was running and... And you know what? It's in an area there would be no ring cams.
Yeah.
So nobody, they'd have to take my word for it.
Of course.
And I'd say, he came out of nowhere.
Right.
He came out of nowhere. He attacked me. He said, you can't have that beautiful face.
Right.
And then started to scratch me.
Now, I don't want to slippery slope this. Okay.
Yeah.
But then what's going to happen when, because you're a famous person. So. If a famous person gets mugged by a bearded man in Rockland, of all places, where people are already a little jumpy, then there's going to be a manhunt.
Yep.
And then what if somebody gets arrested and then falsely gets accused and falsely goes to jail?
You know what?
The whole time it was a squirrel you tried to kiss.
I wouldn't let him be falsely accused. I mean, are people going to be brought in for questioning? Yes. So it's going to waste some of their time. But then once they line him up, and I'm behind the glass, I'm going to look and I'm going to say, Sarge, you didn't get him. He's still out there.
Okay.
So and it wouldn't be a lie.
You wouldn't. That's true.
Right.
And you would never at that moment say, you know what? None of these are him because none of them have bushy tails.
I never saw his tail.
Okay.
Yeah. I was so out. I don't know. Or, you know, I'd say, here's what I would do. I would say, it'll happen so fast.
Yeah.
I can't.
Because it did.
I can't remember.
Because it did.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Okay. I don't give up on your dreams.
Thank you.
And I hope that happens again. And to the three women that are in the emergency room in San Rafael from a squirrel attack, you are so lucky.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Okay, just kidding. We're back. It turns out squirrel attacks are a major part of Kevin's life. As we were talking about squirrels and squirrels attacking people, Kevin apparently had all kinds of stories that he was just sitting on his little bottom.
Right.
Didn't tell anybody about him.
Until we got up there and he goes,
I was attacked by a squirrel.
Squirrel attack. We said, what?
We said, where the hell were you?
Sac State, bitch.
Okay, well, what happened?
I was sitting, eating my lunch in between periods, okay, when I went to Sac State.
and I was holding my little sandwich by Subway. People know where that tree is by Subway and that bench by Subway.
Okay.
I was sitting there, and then a squirrel leapt from the tree onto my backpack, and I was like, what was that? And then I kind of turned around, and it was a squirrel. I shook it off. I ran. I screamed, and it didn't follow me, but I had dropped my food, so it was eating my food.
Uh-huh.
But it was so terrifying.
So you shrugged the squirrel off?
I didn't shrug it. I shook it off like my life depended on it.
Did you hurt the squirrel?
Right.
Who cares about the squirrel?
I do.
It attacked me.
It didn't. It tried to be your friend and wanted a piece of your sandwich.
Any squirrel that jumps at you is the intention of attacking you.
No.
One time, my brother, okay?
Oh, my God. There's
he has a squirrel bite on his shin, okay? He was a little boy, and the squirrel, like, bit his shin for some reason.
Where did this happen?
Elementary school.
And he still has a scar on
his...
Really?
Can I ask a question? What did he do to that squirrel?
Yeah.
He didn't do anything.
He was just a little boy standing in a playground, and a squirrel's like, I'm going to bite that
bitch. They just attack out of nowhere.
I know.
Are you sure it was a squirrel?
Yes. And there's one other time, my friend Sharon, okay?
Yeah?
She got attacked by a squirrel, too. And now, every time she sees a squirrel, she has PTSD where she can't even go near it.
Shut up.
Yeah. They're dangerous.
How do you know some... Now, your brother's Asian. Is your friend Asian?
No, she's black.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, then, I don't know how to explain... How the squirrel attacks have happened to you? Three?
When they feel threatened, they will attack you.
You're making them feel threatened.
No, I know. Sometimes they think they're threatened, but they're not.
Now you're saying they're dumb?
No, I'm saying...
What are you saying?
Be careful out there.
Kevin.
It's a squirrel nation. Just be careful.
I'm going to tell you something right now. And I know that you are very... and disgustingly anti-squirrel, okay? But I want this to be a squirrel nation.
Yeah.
No.
I think that this nation would be a lot better if it was run by squirrels.
It was founded on squirrels.
Did you know that?
This
nation.
No.
When people talk about the founding fathers, most of them were squirrels. Not George Washington. He was a person. Thomas Jefferson, also a person. The rest of them, squirrels.
Yeah.
All right? Hancock. Benjamin Franklin. Tell me Benjamin Franklin's not the name of a squirrel. Get out of here. And if Benjamin Franklin the squirrel wants to bite people, let him bite.
He's doing it for a reason.
That's right.
And that reason isn't good. And that reason is your fault.
My fault?
Even if you're a little Asian boy standing in a playground all by yourself.
I can't wait till you guys get attacked by one.
Neither can we.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie is the true crime correspondent for The Wake Up Call, and she found a story about something that happened in New Jersey that she has to talk about because she says, even though what these guys did was terrible, she could see me doing something somewhat similar.
Well, it's just one guy.
Oh, it's one guy. Okay.
He went into a deli / bakery.
Yeah.
He stabbed the owners.
I would never stab somebody.
You would not. That's not the part that makes me think of you.
Okay.
He goes in and he kind of like cut him more than anything. He used a box cutter.
Oh, okay.
Still, though, like one.
More of a slasher.
Still had to go to the hospital, right? The reason for this is because they got his sandwich wrong.
Got his sandwich wrong.
He wanted an egg sandwich. They gave him an eggplant sandwich. Okay? The thing is, this happened 4 years ago.
What?
Not the slashing, the sandwich.
And he's been holding on to this ever since?
Yep. Yes.
What do you think made him say, today's the day?
You know, I'm not sure. He'd gone in there 3 days prior asking for the owners. The owners were not there.
Thank God.
Another employee remembered him being there. So then he goes in again, sees him. By the way, the two owners' brothers.
Okay.
And he says, you messed up my sandwich. And they went, okay. And he goes, 4 years ago. And they go, okay. And They offered him his money back for the sandwich.
Wow, after a four-year-old order screw-up.
Which was $3.
Oh, my God.
And they also offered him a free hot dog. He said no to both. He said, you're not going to buy me, okay? And that just sent him over the edge, took out the box cutter, started slashing.
Wow. Now, what part, so what part of this, though, reminded you of me?
The holding the grudge for so long.
I do hold grudges, and I do hold grudges against businesses.
Oh, absolutely. At one point, didn't you, like, get into a fight with a pizza place?
I don't remember that, but it sounds like me.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah. I know I had a run-in with the people at Chicago Fire during COVID.
Nope, this wasn't that.
And that made me pretty much sour on Chicago Fire for a couple years.
Actually, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, and they even offered me some free drinks and stuff like that.
Because you had to wait for too long.
Yeah, and then I was like, you're not buying
me.
Nice
try.
But I'm going to drink your drink.
Yeah.
No, but like
You started a fight with a pizza place, a different pizza place.
Yeah, yeah.
You had beef.
I started a fight. I didn't start any of these things. These businesses start fights with me.
Right.
Like Abercrombie and Fitch. There's one. I held a grudge for a long time because I went in there and I couldn't find pants in my size. This is when I was a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And then the girl... Little girl, I had to say, do you have any in this waist size?
Yeah.
And she looked at me with sass.
Okay.
And said, no. Never went back. Never will.
Okay.
Even
if you can fit your pants.
By the
pants
way,
now.
Abercrombie, your CEO looks like a monster. His head is too big. Second of all, I also had a...
Hold on.
What?
You had a beef with Buckle. Because of the way they hemmed your pants.
It was wrong.
Right.
They didn't do it right.
You had a beef with Brookstone.
Did have beef with Brookstone.
Because of the soup that they were offering.
Right. If you're going to have a set soup schedule for weekdays,
stick to it. Yeah.
I'm not going to go in there and think like it's minestrone day just to have you tell me, oh, we didn't make any today.
Yeah.
Well, then what the hell is this on the menu? This is just a farce.
And Subway.
We'll get to Subway in a second. I do not have a grudge against Subway. In fact, I'll just tell you, Subway's a different. That's a horse of a different color.
Why?
I have to go into Subway and I
Why?
Have to I have to give those people my business.
They're so mean to you.
They're mean to everybody.
Okay.
They're mean to each other. And they're just miserable. They just look unhappy. This one particular franchise owner, and every time I go in there, him and his son, I assume it's his son, they just look like the life has been sucked out of them, and it's almost an act of charity. I don't know if a specific Subway location can be a 503c nonprofit charity, but I feel like it is, and every time I go in there, I'm giving money to the cause. You know,
doesn't the owner's wife show up in a long down to her ankles
fur coat.
Stand there angrily?
I only saw it happen once.
Okay.
But she stood behind the counter and she was draped in thousands of dollars worth of stuff. Meanwhile, her miserable husband just standing there. Just, you're telling me you don't want to give money to that guy? You don't feel bad for that guy?
I feel like she's taking it.
She is taking it.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give a grudge. You give a grudge to Walgreens because my Apple Pay doesn't work there. Fine. I'm not getting my card out.
And CVS because they stopped selling your memory pills.
That's right. Now I forget about that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, Charlie Sheen went on Logan Paul's podcast, where all great thinkers go, and had a discussion. He's plugging his new book, which I have to admit, I think I want to read his new book.
Really?
Yeah, especially after I found out that he didn't use a ghostwriter like most celebrities do. He actually wrote it himself. And he said, and his whole thing is like, he's kind of like on this journey right now where he's not hiding anything. And he says it feels very freeing for, because he hid so much of his life for so long that now he's just putting everything out there and he doesn't care. Such as the fact that we talked about this on the show, that Charlie Sheen admitted that he has had sexual encounters with men. One of the big reveals in his book is how many women Charlie Sheen has had sex with. What do you think that number is? Just take a guess.
50.
50? Okay. We'll put the...
You know, he's a sex addict, right?
Yeah. Well, 50 could be women. Others could be men.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say 900.
900.
Yeah.
All right. Quite a discrepancy between 50 and 900. You're both wrong. The number is 47,000 women.
Come on.
Is there not 47,000?
47,000. He estimates it to be around 47,000 women.
Okay.
Which I don't know. Like, who are we to dispute that? We don't know. We have no idea what his life has been like for 40 years.
Okay, but I'm thinking of just time and... I mean, imagine even coming in contact with 47,000 people.
That's a lot.
How many people do you come in contact with even just walking past them at the store in your life?
Yeah. Here is him discussing how that feels.
What do you think was the thing that you have that made you say, you know what, I'm going to have sex with 47,000 women. I'm going to try every drug. I'm going to crash a plane. I'm going to beat Michael Jordan. I'm going to do every single thing, and I'm never going to say no to any of it.
What's that? There's a line in the book. Don't wear hamburger pants on safari and not expect to be attacked by a lion, you know?
I did the numbers. I crunched the numbers as best I could.
I crunched some numbers myself.
For 47,000 women to be true.
Okay.
For the last 40 years, he would have had to have had sex with, on average, 3 women a day.
Right. So
no days off.
I crunched the numbers of if he had sex with 10 women a day.
Mm-hmm.
7 days a week for a whole month.
Right.
That would be 2,100. That would be 10 a day. Obviously, that's not happening.
Right.
So
this is exaggerated. It has to be.
How could it not be?
It has to be exaggerated. You know,
somebody. But like, that's kind of disappointing to me because that kind of takes the wind out of some of the things he's saying.
Right. Somebody texted in who's also trying to crunch the numbers at home and said, I just want to say that if he slept with 47,000 people, and let's say that he did it from the age of 18 to adulthood, he had to have slept with about 2,600 people, that is a more accurate number. Yeah, and now all these people, I love it. Our listeners are at home trying to crunch the numbers on this, and they're like, none of this adds up. Like, there's no way. I mean, let's go back to the number that I did. I did, you know, because he's in his 60s. So, I'm okay, so.
But, like, he's, like, 60, right?
Yeah, 60 years old. So I did 365 days times 40, okay? And that's 14,600 days. Then I took 47,000 women and divided it by 14,600, and that's how I came up with 3 women every single day for 40 years. That includes Christmas!
Now,
the man's a father!
I will say this. Denise Richards does, his ex-wife and the mother of his 2 daughters, does tell a story of when Charlie came over for Thanksgiving. They had split up, but they were trying to be amicable. They had 2 young kids, and he had a prostitute in his car that he just left in the car, and he told Denise Richards that, and she said, Charlie, we can't just leave her in the car for Thanksgiving, and she went out to the car and said, come in and have dinner with us.
You don't want to read a book about that?
Not really.
Come on!
No, I'm good.
One listener has a good, and this I think is true. So the headline for the story that I got this is Charlie Sheen talks about sleeping with 47,000 women. The person texted in and said, it's got to be 4,700, not 47,000.
Yeah.
And Logan Paul is a dum-dum who just moved the comma when he said it. So that's why we have the headline that we have. But 4,700 is a much more digestible number.
Yes.
And you know what? When you compare it to 47,000,
seems like he's done anything.
Yeah,
practically a virgin.
Slept with 4,700 women. Charlie, let us know when you're ready to have some sex, huh?
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
You saw right now that McDonald's is bringing back the value menu. I don't know why it ever went away. McDonald's, you were doing just fine financially. I don't know why you took it away, but it's back. Whatever.
Okay.
They're also bringing something else back.
What?
Monopoly.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, oh, God? You don't love Monopoly at McDonald's?
Remind me how McDonald's plays it.
You get the little stickers.
Yeah.
You get the Monopoly board, and you collect all the properties, and you can win cash and prizes.
But you don't.
But you could.
But you don't.
But you could.
And nobody does.
One person does.
Really?
Well, probably.
You ever met anybody that's won anything off Monopoly?
No.
For the Safeway version?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Mm-mm. But here's the thing, though, and this is how they get you, okay? And I'm aware of this. Everybody gets Park Place. It's Boardwalk that's the hard one. But you get Park Place, and that's the big one. Okay? That's the...
Is it the thing where you, like, peel it off your fries?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get the Park Place one and the Park Place... If you get Boardwalk and Park Place, that's the one that's, like, $100,000 or something like that. And you get Park Place, and you have the thought, like, I am halfway there. I need just one.
I used to get real deep into this with Safeway. Or I think it's Safeway. I don't know. And I would, I mean, painstakingly.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Okay.
And that feeling of, oh my God, I just need one more.
Yeah.
And it never comes.
No, but it never feels like it will.
But it won't.
But it could.
But it can't.
When did you run out of optimism?
Why do you have to turn your head and kind of swivel in your chair when you say that?
Who crushed your dreams of just making it?
The Monopoly Man.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Do you have anybody in your family that's just a real pain in the ass and a disgrace to the family?
And well, okay. Yes, they should be considered a disgrace to the family, but somehow they're not.
I'm bringing this up because in the news, what's the one thing that KFC holds close to the vest?
Their secret recipe.
That's right. Their secret recipe.
Yeah.
Well, the great, great, great nephew of Colonel Sanders has leaked the secret recipe online.
What?
Yeah. And you're probably asking, like, oh my God, what would cause somebody to do something like this? KFC blocked him. And what they blocked him about is delicious. Almost as delicious as KFC chicken.
What did they block him for?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked. The great-great-great nephew of Colonel Sanders is furious that the corporation KFC disrespects his great-great-great uncle by sexualizing him. I wish I was making this up. The guy has the TikTok handle at real Colonel Sanders. And his whole feed, his entire feed, is all about him being distantly related to Colonel Sanders and wanting to protect the family's legacy.
Okay.
And he's been at this for years. And he has been getting increasingly more and more viral because of it. He's upset because he believes the brand has spent the past decade sexualizing Colonel Sanders in its marketing campaign. Remember when we had to live through sexy Colonel Sanders?
Yes.
And all the different iterations? Well, he hated that. He hated it. So this guy responded, they pushed him too far, Katie. And he leaked the secret recipe of the 11 herbs and spices. And you know what? It includes measurements, and he says that it's based on both publicly available info and stuff that has never been released that's been passed down through the family.
Why?
And you know what? I've done the research. Do you want to know what it is? I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
The 11 spices in KFC's chicken: sage, garlic powder, cardamom, cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, coriander, ginger, white pepper, and black pepper. There you go. Make your own KFC.
Okay. I am looking at this guy's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
He dresses like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Like, this is his identity.
Yeah. He has the same facial hair. Now, he doesn't have white hair.
No, not yet.
But he has the same facial hair. He wears the silly little bow tie that you would expect a carnival barker to wear. Yeah, no, he's taken this real far, real far. And I got to tell you, the fact that KFC has blocked him, they have now elevated the real Colonel Sanders to a level that they were not prepared for. And they pushed him too far.
I think this is... okay, why would his great-great-great nephew, why would he even have the recipe?
Probably because his great-great-great-grandfather... grandfather probably got it. That's his brother, right? They probably worked together on it. Maybe working in there like Kentucky Fried Apothecary, just mixing and matching spices and stuff like that. I don't know when Colonel Sanders lived. Civil War time, you know, just sitting there like, nah, a little bit of this, a little bit of this.
There's a picture of the real Colonel Sanders on here. And the caption says, the real man behind the brand. He kept them in check until his death.
That's right. And make no mistake, he was fat AF. He was a big, blubbery, unsexy man.
Right.
And how dare you.
And we gotta keep it that way.
How dare you sully his image by making him effable.
So do we think that this kid's getting KFC money?
No. He's far too removed. And I'll bet that the family probably sold off their shares a long time ago. I don't know. Let's Google it. Is KFC a family? Does the family have anything to do with it? Is KFC a family business at all? Let's see. No, not at all.
Of course not.
Colonel Harlan Sanders sold the company to a group of investors in 1964. And now it's owned by Yum Brands, which also owns Pizza Hut and Taco Bell and other stuff like that. Man, talk about holding on to a grudge.
I have to also tell everybody he is a gamer.
Duh.
His whole Instagram is a lot of him twerping. What is it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Twitching.
Twitching?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm glad he found a new grift. Because twitching can only take you so far. That's what they say about twitching.
That's what they say.
You know? And when that's out, you put on a silly costume and you know.
And you don't look hot.
Right. No, don't worry. He's not. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.